we are bringing back a Thursday Drive classic, okay? We've been doing this for like a couple years now. I birthed this, oh, birthed, that sounded gross. I created this segment. It is much to do for basically nothing, where we scour the internet, try and find the best things for you to do, best events for you to do coming up on the weekend on the cheap and hopefully for no money at all. This week, we will be enlightening your ears with some intriguing weekend activities that won't empty your wallet, including, first up, Bella. Also, I'm joined by Bella Michie, my executive producer. You're sitting next to me. I thought you were out of my line of sight, my love. Sorry about that. What have we got coming up this weekend?
Well, first up at Hyde Park Barracks, we have Boundary Conditions, a new work by the much acclaimed video artist Daniel Crooks. This is a good one. So it's going to be presented on a giant screen hovering over Hyde Park.
Ooh.
And Boundary Conditions is an ambitious new video work that just seamlessly weaves together an alternate world of like all these spaces and non-linear time, whatever that means. But definitely go check it out. The video employs precision and robotic motion control and innovative post-production techniques to create this scrolling tapestry of time and space. That's on every day from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. until July 31st.
Oh.
Yeah,
Want to get a bit trippy later?
Oh, maybe.
Go check it out?
Yeah.
What else have we got, my love?
Well, if you've made it to Hyde Park, why not wander down just a little bit further to Circular Quay and to catch Badu Gili, Wonder Woman, an incredible 6-minute projection on the Opera House. Badu Gili means water light in the language of the Gadigal people and explores First Nations stories as it shows on the Opera House in a spectacle of vibrant animation and colour. This project celebrates the work of 6 female Indigenous artists and was created in collaboration with the Opera House and the Art Gallery of New South Wales. So this 6-minute artwork on the Opera House plays from 6:30, 7 and again at 8 p.m. every day until the end of August.
That's brilliant. I think that the Badu Gili projection has been on there for quite a few years now. I think they bring it up around NAIDOC week every year, at least since I've been doing Drive. And I love it. I think it's beautiful. It's really, it's gorgeous.
It's nice to have something a bit more wholesome or of greater quality rather than a sports bet.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah,
nice, this is much better.
On something, you know, a bit more important that has on a national icon.
Yes, most definitely. Anyway.
We'll move on from that. just had to put in my 2 cents.
They're warranted 2 cents.
Now, finally, if you want something a little bit different, on Saturday, there is a screening of Riot, the historical fiction film about the 1978 LGBTQI+ protests on Oxford Street. This film will start at 5 p.m. this Saturday at the Resistance Centre on 22 Mountain Street in Ultimo. And it will be followed by a tasty 3-course dinner and a discussion with the 78ers. How cool is that?
It's brilliant.
So entry is from $5 and you can find out more on the events tab page on the Green Left's Facebook page.
You know, I've got to say on that really quick, I love that movie. And secondly, I found out a few years ago that my uncle, which he doesn't share the same last name as me, so don't bother Googling him. he's a 78er.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was there. It's pretty awesome. I got to sit down with him when I was like 19 and we just hashed it out. It was so cool. And I don't think he'd mind me bringing that up. I hope, yeah. Sorry, Uncle, if you're listening and you're like embarrassed. But yeah, it's pretty amazing.
What an incredible chat that would have been.
It was, you know. He told me about how he did the kissing protests. So you would walk down the street. I think it was on Oxford Street mainly. And you would do, I think this maybe even potentially was the reason why this happened. But you would sit down on the road and you'd kiss the person next to you, obviously of the same sex.
Yeah.
And gender identity. And yeah, and then he threw rocks at the police station when they were getting really, really aggressive, which I think is fair game because they started it first. And yeah, Which I, you know, I don't condone violence whatsoever. I want a preface. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was amazing. Pretty cool.
Yeah, we definitely need to really acknowledge how far we've come and all the...
And why we've come so far. I think that a big thing that, you know, especially as seeing as though Pride Month only just ended a couple weeks ago, even though I believe that these discussions should be had every other day anyway, same with the fact that it was NAIDOC week last week doesn't mean that we should not be talking about Indigenous issues every other week of the year.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. I think that, you know, we forget now how, I mean, despite the fact that, like, you know, hate crimes still exist and they still happen within the LGBTQIA plus community towards them, but towards us people of those that community. But, you know, with RuPaul's Drag Race being one of the biggest reality TV shows ever now, I think it's super easy to forget where not that long ago that community was in the space of, like, the, you know, quote unquote hierarchy of the world and how people saw them. So it's a great opportunity to look back on that.
No, definitely. And really acknowledge all the hard work that those people achieved and, you know, where we're at now is because of these protests.
Yep. For sure. Well, is there anything else that we've got up?
No, that's all I got.
Well, look, I think that that is well and truly enough for you to fill out your weekend. And hey, they're all bloody free.
Well, very cheap.
Oh, we're all very cheap. Yeah. The links to those.
$5.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. $5. Well, $5 is good.
A cup of coffee.
Yeah, a cup of coffee. That's good.
Yeah.
Swap your coffee for some, you know, cultural learning and understanding and appreciation. You know?
That's what we're all about here at Drive.
Exactly. Most definitely. Well, thank you so much, Bella, for doing that for me and coming on the air and showing us, telling us what we have in store for us this weekend.
Thank you, Beth.
No problem. All of the links to those different events will be up on our 2SER website after the show ends at 6 p.m.